My understanding is Mr. Hall wants me to take the call here. This gentleman has requested to come on the air because you were on my show before, sir?
Yes, I was on your program. This is Rudy Canosa. I am the owner of Jetam Lingerie.
Yes, sir. I recall you.
I was at the time told by one of your callers that I was a pig and a liar.
You were insulted by one of my callers?
I was certainly insulted by one of your callers who was an Argentinian woman who claimed that I was a liar. Because I had expressed on your program.
You're the gentleman who was talking about your products, your lingerie.
But I was also speaking of a tradition among Argentinian men. When you see a woman who is attractive, a woman who you wish to make feel special, you go to her with what we call the lala.
Now I remember. And I do recall your conversation with the lady. I can't control my callers.
You can't control your callers, I understand. But I wanted to at least afford myself the opportunity, if I could, to prove to you that this is, in point of fact, something that does exist in my culture and has transported itself to American culture. Currently, there is a very popular song that's currently out. It's Ashley Simpson. And
That's the sister of Jessica Simpson.
Sure, but she has a song called the Lala.
And she has a song out now called Lala?
Yes. I think it's called You Make Me Want to Go Lala. And so I called and sent the record over to your engineer.
You have that, Mark? And you have it queued up to the spot? So what do you want us to do?
I would like you to play and for your audience to hear.
Or if we're queued to the spot, because I can't take the whole night.
I understand, sir. If you would.
Go ahead, hit it. How do I get back to just hit which one? Hit Q. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
You see there, right there. She's You Make Me Wanna Go the La La. Now.
All right. So you feel that you were trivialized?
Well, I was not only trivialized, but this cow from Argentina.
And please don't refer to my callers, my female callers, that way. I understand that you feel...
I was insulted by her.
I know that, but I would rather my female listeners not be referred to as cows.
But you had this woman from Argentina call. She said, and I'll never forget until the day that I rot in the earth, I'll never forget her words. If a man came up to me and said, Lala, I would think he's some kind of a retard. And I will never forget that until the day I die, as I lay dying. I will remember that cow. The cow said that I was...
I don't want the word cow.
Forgive me, but can we...
Go ahead and play it again. Bud, have you got it?
Yeah, I got it right here in CD changer 3. 2, 1.
Don't count it down. Just hit the button, man.
She said turn it up.
Jesus! Yeah?
You see, when the cow called... And
I said no...
Well, all right, but the woman called, she said... If a man said la 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 to me, I would call him a retard and I would run for my life. I have spent my life making women feel better about themselves. I spent my life trying to make a woman feel as if she is more than just a woman, that she is almost Greek in her stature, almost as if she is part of the pantheon of the gods. And for that cow, and yes, I will say the word, Mr. Henry, you cannot tell Rudy not to say the word. For the Argentinian cow to call and to say that if a man said to me the sacred la 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 la, I would think he's a retard.
Dude, you gotta understand.
I understand to your culture that's strange, but that Argentinian cow, she knew.
All right, well, so what are you telling me? That she did this just to embarrass you?
Of course she did to embarrass me. It is my theory. And of course I cannot prove this, but it is my theory. She is a woman that I knew at one time in Argentina. Who I told, you are dismissed now. Leave my home. I'm no longer interested in your cow. I told the cow to leave. The cow became upset, and the cow decides to call your program and call Rudy a retard. Cows will do this.
Can we play one more time?
Yes, please.
Doing a music show here.
No, I understand that, but I am right now. I'm at Jutem. I'm closing up, and I see the cows come in, and I see them want to look good, and I would say to them. Once they look good, I would say, well, there you go. And they walk out, sort of with a quizzical look on their face.
Dude, I got to tell you, it just ain't anything I think American women are going to get, you know? And
the American women love it. They appreciate it. But the gal from Argentina, she does not understand. And so this is why I say, please understand culture, ladies and gentlemen, before you criticize it. Right there, Ashley Simpson singing a song. I will do anything. I will get on the ground. I will grunt like a hog. This is what the Lala does. You can make a woman grunt like a farm pig.
And you like that, huh?
Word.
All right.
I want to say one more thing, Mr. Henry. That Je T'aime is open 7 days a week. And
get out of here. I'm not going to plug your freaking store. God.
You didn't hear the song, though.
What?
She says, you make me want to go la-la and all that, right?
Yeah.
She says, you can make me dress like a turd.
No, bud, she probably doesn't.
Yeah, I swear to God.
No, because I know what a freaking idiot you are. You misheard something.
I swear, play it.
I don't want to play the whole song, man.
No, just the beginning part. She says, you can make me dress just like a turd.
She says that in the song. Ashley Simpson, teenage heartthrob. She's going to sing that. That's going to get the big-time play on teeny bopper stations, huh? You make me dress like a turd.
I swear, play it. I swear to God, if I'm wrong, you can kick my ass around the block for drill.
Okay, dude, that's worth it. Play it. And I didn't hear that.
You didn't say I swear.
Because you're running your big fat mouth, that's why. Shut up, let me hear it.
Can dress me as a turd.
She says you can dress me up in dirt.
Well, it's the same thing.
No, it ain't, you jackball. 1-800. Yes, sir.
Why are you playing the Lala without me?
Get out of here, will you? All of you guys, you fruitcakes, and take that record with you. Go out and play frisbee with that thing, man. See if you can't cut some cat's head off. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We got some email to get through tonight. And some other little announcements we have to make. Stick around. In any event, we'll get to his flashback request. I'm always very gratified when I get letters from teachers because it proves that I'm not a complete imbecile. When teachers like this show, I figure maybe I'm doing something right. But anyway, I got one from Cindy. She's in Tennessee. She loves the show. She says she's my 17th female listener. I looked on the wall of female listeners, Cindy. I don't see you there. I mean, I don't see any girl named Cindy. Unless you're the girl who was, like, showing us her butt. Because I think they took your picture down. I mean, it was a very lovely picture of you from the other side, but you may have to send us another picture. And then I got this one, and I will not mention the man's name or where he lives, and with good reason. Hi, Phil, I'm a school bus driver, and I listen to your program whenever my bus is empty in the afternoon. About 2 years ago, I had only deaf students on my bus when your program was on, and one day you were demonstrating some new technology, a device that allowed you to understand people with speech impediments. A woman foamed from her Lexus and couldn't seem to receive the translation on her high-end car radio. I had to pull the bus over and get off. I was laughing so hard. Meanwhile, I could see my little deaf students peering out the window at me as if I was an alien. Pull, which only made it harder to compose myself. Please play that cut again. We'll try to get to it. That's not our request, but I wanted to read that. Here's our request. And our request comes from Tim. It says, we love your show up here in North Pole, Alaska. I listen to you every day after I come back from working at the dog sled factory. Ha ha, just kidding. Will you please play the bit where Pastor William Rennick bought a silver bullet to kill a werewolf? I love that bit. Love your show, Tim. North Pole, Alaska. Here it is, Pastor William Rennick. And it was Halloween, actually, in the year 2001 when he wanted to get that werewolf.
You sound like somebody that's rehearsing for some kind of werewolf movie. Pastor, don't speak like this. There are no such thing as werewolf. And I've never heard a pastor like you, and I am a Christian, and there's no such thing as werewolf. I was brought up in the woods, trapping.
You brought up in the woods?
Fishing. I've never caught a wolf in my life.
As a child, that's how I was brought up.
We had to work for a living, and that's what I did, but I've never caught a wolf. I've caught muskrat. I've caught otter. I've caught neck. I've caught coons. I've caught possums. I've caught rabbits.
Now you
but never
you
rabbits.
You call me a coon?
You stole that money. You stole that money, so admit it. And stop hiding back of God. You are not a Christian. You are a hypocrite. If there's any werewolf, you're the damn werewolf. You are not a Baptist. And they should go over there, and you should be arrested. If you'd be here, you would be arrested.
For what? What they going to arrest me for?
Because you stole some money, claiming it was for a child. That was an excuse and a lawyer. If you're a Christian, get the money back and give it back to the child for to have his surgery. You are worse than the devil. You're worse than Ben Letterman. You stole the money. You owe his feet. What part of the God jungle you came from?
Now, hold on for a second, sister. No,
I ain't holding on. You are a thief, and admit it. You are a lie teller, and the Lord is telling me to tell you this, because you are a thief. You're trying to hide back a lie, Jesus Christ. You are a lie, and you can't talk over me, because I'm French, Indian, Irish, and German.
All right, Eva, this is Phil Hendry.
You'll never talk over me.
Hold on for a minute, dear. Now, Pastor Reddick.
Why you let that woman...
Hold on for a minute. I want to make sure everybody gets a word in it. No, hold on. Eva, you say that you grew up in the woods.
Yeah, well, yeah, as a child, that was our livelihood.
Now, he's talking about a werewolf, not just a wolf. A werewolf, a guy that turns into a wolf.
I've never seen a werewolf in my life, all right?
Yeah, okay. All right,
well,
now, this is obviously...
Well, I live in New Orleans now, but we trapped all our life from the ground and we moved. I've caught mets, I've caught otters. Red
otters wrong. And coons. Okay. Now, the werewolf is a mythological figure, obviously. The pastor
comes
here.
That's from a movie he saw.
Now,
it's
Pastor, did you get your.
It's a movie of the old lady walking through the woods and had killed a wolf with a walking stick with a silver handle.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
That is it. No, I've lived in the woods. I've never seen any wolves in the woods.
Yeah. Now, you grew up in the
woods. You got something wrong with your mind. You need to see a psychiatrist.
I lived in New Orleans for a while, and there's a stretch south of the city, I think, the Delacro.
Uh-huh.
Is that, did you grow up down there?
No, sir. Homer, Louisiana?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
In the wintertime, we would trap. We'd live on a bayou.
Uh-huh.
And the winter, we lived in a big houseboat on the water. The winter, we'd move out. We'd go trapping. And the wintertime, because that's when you trap in the winter, because that's when the fur is the best.
Let everybody in our audience know, you never trapped a werewolf.
I have never trapped a werewolf. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people. I've caught otters, I've caught minks, I've caught muskrats.
I've caught rabbits.
I've caught possums. I've caught coons. Occasionally a duck. Never a werewolf. He is insane. He needs to be arrested and
now, Pastor,
put in a
you,
rubber bed.
Pastor,
in a rubber bed?
Now, hold on. Pastor, you said that the people in your church want to have you evaluated.
They want to put me away for 72-hour psychiatric evaluation. Not a chance.
I put you away for 72 years.
72 years? It's only legal 72
hours.
You're
a crazy man. If you're a man, you're crazy. You're not
a
man.
It's a well. You better answer that phone.
Won't you get on your knees and pray? Ask God.
Did you ask God?
You in the name of Jesus.
You can't rebuke me because I'm
you
a pastor.
Are some
you
kind of Satanist.
No, I'm a pastor. You're just somebody who comes in and drops
you
money in the collection plate.
You are a Satanist stealing money from a child.
Yeah, okay. When you don't have a good out, just belch. That's Pastor William Rennick. I remember when we did that bit. That was in New York in October of 2001. We'd flown back to New York 6 weeks after the horrible event of 9/11 because we just wanted to be in New York. And if you recall, there was a period there. Nobody wanted to fly. Nobody wanted to travel. They were scared to death. So we got on a plane as a way to try to promote travel business because New York was just nobody there. And we went back. Went at the Broadcast Museum in New York City on 52nd Street, I think. I forget. And did the show up there and had a great time. Really had a great time in New York. And the other thing was I met people that I wanted to meet my whole life. Dick, I don't know if you guys know this name, Dick DiBartolo. He is a writer for Mad Magazine. Used to work with Mort Drucker. I mean, like my generation, I grew up with Mad, and so he came to watch the show, and I was like, was blown away to meet this guy from Mad freaking magazine. And there are a lot of other people there. Lynn Samuels came in from WABC. She's nuts. A lot of folks. And so we had a lot of really a great week, even though it was a very sad week. And then we went back the week later, you know, the year later for the first anniversary. Now it's just like a really sick, twisted memory, isn't it? Remember when it was just right there? I know. It affected everybody different. Me, it
freaked you out.
It did freak me out.
You're all in a heap.
What do you mean I was all in a heap?
Oh, you're all you can talk about is, I'm going to go get me a raghead. I'm going to kill a bastard.
I never said any such thing.
Well, you got all violent.
I was angry. I mean, that's what had happened to me. And some people didn't get it. You know what? Going to New York, that's what did it to me. See? When I went back there and I saw that hole in the ground, that's when I got really... Because I think most of the people who are blasé about the whole thing, they weren't in there. You didn't see it.
Now, don't get off on this. You know, you're going to start getting email from idiots.
No, I don't give a crap if I get email from those guys. All right, anyway, thank you very much, North Pole, Alaska. 1-800-449... By the way, North Pole, Alaska is right near Fairbanks, Alaska. Well, now, ain't that just cute? 1-800-449-8686. But coming into work today, I was over in the far left-hand lane, as I usually am. And yes, you bet, slow as hell. And I've determined that Ventura County especially, which is where I'm calling home these days, Ventura County especially hasn't got a clue on how to drive on a freeway. All right, let's just get in the car, Mom. Let's go to the grocery store. Grocery store?
Why are you yelling?
I'm not yelling. Let's go to the grocery store. Come on, let's go. Start the car up here. And here we go. Now, you know, red light, red light, red light!
Why are you yelling at me?
We're going on over here to Gelson's. We'll get ourselves something to eat. Mom, that was a red light. You just went right through the red light. You understand what I'm saying?
What happened to the coat that I brought back from the cleaners for you?
Look at the traffic! Look at the traffic! Now, that's a construction site you're coming up on, so be careful. God!
Why are you yelling?
Do you understand what you're doing? Do you understand? Stop the car.
No, I've got... Your father wants dinner tonight.
But Dad's been dead for 20 years! I'm sorry.
You are always emotional, aren't you?
Will you please? We're on the air right now. Mom, you're going to kill somebody. Please. Now, Gelson's is up here on the right.
Why is your shirt dirty? Why do you wear a dirty shirt?
Gelson's is up on the right. My shirt is not dirty. Gelson's is up on the right. It's on the right. You just missed it. That's great.
Why is your shirt dirty?
My shirt isn't dirty. It's clean.
Well, why do you smell? You have an odor.
Look, Mom. Red light, red light, red light, red light, red light! Red light!
Do you bathe? Are you bathing?
Yes, I'm bathing. Will you what? Folks, this is Earl Pants Car Talk. If you just joined, excuse me for raising my voice. I'm with my mother, and we're trying to... It's a cop car, for God's sake! Do you know how close you came to that?
You know that your uncle had an odor problem, and it was his glands. You know that?
What about the... I don't smell. Cop car, cop car, cop car, cop car!
Did you want to take swimming lessons this summer?
Mom, I'm 41 years... Oh, man, that was close. That was a woman, a baby carriage, and another old lady, just like you!
Anyway, your uncle had a smell to him that reminded a lot of people of a human carcass in a garage. Are you using powder on your feet, honey?
My feet smell fine. Oh!
Well, what, did you see what he did? He cut right out in front of me.
That was a red light for you and a green light for him. That's a construction site coming up on the right. That's a construction site that you're heading right for.
The odor that comes off of you would like to make a... like to make a dead man walk. You know what? You smelled like peppermint once when you were a little boy, but that's because you were diabetic, and we cured that. And
that's a construction site!
I think you really ought to bathe a little more.
Get a load of that. Mother is trying to, you know that your folks are too old, man, if they're talking to you about how you smell instead of paying attention as to whether there's like an old lady in a baby stroller in the crosswalk coming up. All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to go over to Jeff Dowder. Jeff, what's up with the surf this way? Ladies and gentlemen, you should know that there is apparently a Japanese swell. Is that it, Jeff?
Yeah, well, first of all, great show that you're having tonight, Phil. I just want to let you know I'm enjoying it a lot. I don't think you should be upset about it. The Catholic. Yeah, the Catholic material you did on the show last night is good. Okay, there is dew on the Southern California coast. And a lot of people, I think it's very important for a lot of people, because all over America people surf. Some very, very sweet surfing spots in Florida. Of course, Jupiter's Inlet is legendary. North Carolina, South Carolina coast. And even in the Gulf, when there's a large storm system coming in, you'll find people getting out there. You know, it can be a little bit gnarly at times. But what I want to tell you about is there's a large swell coming in, and it's coming in from Japan. And
well, the waves are supposed to be what, 60 feet? Not 60 yet.
No, about 12, 14 foot. Maybe as high as 60, not 60, 15 foot.
Okay.
And it's coming in from Japan. Now, hold on for a minute. Now, the thing is...
What was that, man?
What?
You know what I'm talking about, dude.
I'm a Christian, okay? And that, so it doesn't matter, okay? I'm a Christian, so it doesn't matter.
That you're smoking weed?
Excuse me, but I'm a Christian, and it's consistent with the teachings of... You know, of Jesus and everything. So
it is, huh?
Yeah, it's nothing that's... I'm a Christian. I'm more of Coptic Christian. Coptic Christian, okay? Okay, so the swell what's coming in is...
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be condescending to me.
Just tell me why we got a big swell coming in.
I got your swell.
Just tell me.
Okay. In Japan right now, the art of cliff diving has come back into vogue. I don't know if you're aware of Toshiro Mifune, who's a tremendous Japanese actor. He's a very big cliff diver. It's a sport in Japan. Some cliffs on Yamahura Island that are significant. There's also some pretty gnarly-looking cliffs over on the other side of the Japanese island of Hamari. Cliff diving has become so popular, people are diving in and hitting the water. And there's a lot of Japanese hitting the water over there right about now. And I just called a friend of mine over there who composes music for video games. So if you know him, Kenji Yahama.
No, I don't know him.
Okay, well, he told me, man, there's a lot of Japs hitting the... Well, you didn't say Japs. There's a lot of my people are hitting the water now, so you may be getting some of the residual effect. Now, what's happening is...
Now, wait a minute. Are you telling me there's so many people cliff diving over there, it's causing, what, a ripple or something?
Well, yeah. I mean, what happens is that there is...
That's nuts.
Excuse me, but I heard from Kenji... Okay, so in other words, your kid... Ask your kids who he is. He composes some of the top music for video games in Japan. There's a lot of... He said to me, there's a lot of nips hitting the water, man. Pretty soon the swell will be coming over, okay? And what it means...
What do you mean a lot of nips hitting the water? What is it? Is this guy Japanese?
Yeah.
Then what's he referring to his own people as nips?
You know, man, you're really harsh. Hold on.
Will you quit hitting that bong?
Dude, you're really harshing up the buzz here that I've got. I mean, I was all chilled. I was ready to talk with you about this. You know, hold on, man. I mean, as long as you're harshing my buzz, I'm going to have to keep doing bong hits. If you want to chill it out, then I'll not do more than a couple of more.
Oh, okay, man. Well, I'll be very cool. That means that you'll only do a couple of more hits on, what is that stuff, rosin-intensive strawberry kush freaking stoned after a half a pop?
God, man, you don't have no trust. First of all...
Just finish. Okay, so in other words, the Japanese are cliff diving. They're hitting the water. That causes the splash, which creates a ripple.
Yeah, which creates a ripple, which then turns into a larger ripple, which is called, technically, because this swell is coming in from Japan. There's going to be a lot of surfers up, especially the Ventura Coast, because that's the westward-facing, so westward-facing beaches. Okay, and this swell that's coming in from Japan is the swell, but it starts out as a ripple, then it becomes a riplet, Excuse me. Dude, have you got that pipe cleaner, man? Then it becomes... Hold on for a minute. That's better.
Now, yeah, that's what I... When you cough, man, they take another hit. It'll clear it up.
Anyway, man, then it becomes a ripplet. Then it becomes a larger ripplet, which is like a half wave, which is called a have. And then,
goodbye.
Well, no, I'm just telling.
All right, so there it is, man. It's a whole lot of nips hitting the water. That's why we got a 16-foot swell coming in this weekend. A ripple becomes a ripplet, then a half wave, which is a have. How much dope has that guy been smoking since the time he got off work until now? What, dude?
I just want to say, imagine if you would, every single Japan person's jumping off a cliff into the ocean. It would be 1 billion. I'd say something right now, man. My friend Toby Bo says, it'd be like, that's 1 billion Mr. Spock haircuts getting wet. And that's 1 billion combs that are going to be very busy, dude. And so that's a big rip.
Yeah, that's a big riplet.
Or a have, and that becomes a full-on wave, then it becomes, you know...
When's it become a tsunami?
Well, before it's a tsunami, it's technically a nami, but there's no...
Yeah, thanks. Well, it ain't a tsunami, man. It's just a swell. 1-800... That's a whole lot of Mr. Spock haircuts hitting the water. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. I got a bar or something. Is that a bar? Oh, my Lord. I don't know where we are. Was that the bar? I guess it was. 1-800-449-8666. I'll tell you why I'm worried, bud, and why I'm looking worried.
Why?
That was David Hall's cell phone, and it's not turned off.
Well, pick up. You listen to what he's talking about.
No, I don't want to do that. The guy's sitting in a bar someplace. Okay, and that's just, like, not... It's intrusive.
It's not intrusive. Put it back up. Come on.
I don't want to do it. We got a phone call?
Yeah, I've got a bunch of phone calls, but I want to hear... Is he drinking?
I don't want... His cell phone's still on, and he sounds like he's in some saloon someplace. He's probably supposed to be home with his wife and his kids. I don't want to... No, it's too intrusive, man.
I think it'd be so much fun listening to him. Probably hitting on a stripper and everything. And then he'd probably pay her for a lap dance or something. We could hear it all.
No, won't do it. All right, let me get to Hal. Is this Hal?
Yeah, Phil, Hal Levalier, how are you? I was listening to the young man who's mentally deficient, the mentally retarded young man talking about... That's very intrusive. That's very intrusive. I agree with you, Phil.
Well, I don't think you should. You know, the man left his cell phone on. Somebody should call him and tell him the phone's on, and he's still... Why don't we hang up on him, bud?
I don't want to.
Hang up on him.
I think it's very true. Listen, Phil, I'm calling. We love your program.
I appreciate that.
And my wife, Viola, is here. Here you tell.
Hello, Phil. It's Viola Levalier.
Hi, hon. How are you?
I'm fine. We're on our way to Laughlin. We wanted to call you and ask you a question. First of all, we love your program so much, and we tell all of our friends, and we have everyone over at Cactus Horizons, where we live in Rancho Mirage, listening to you. And
well, that's great. So that's a whole lot of, what, 85-year-old people?
Well, we're a retirement community, yes, but we enjoy your program so very much, and we've got all of the people at the sanatorium listening.
So that's another, what, 150 people who are 90?
That's right. And then we also have everyone who works, volunteering at the flower show.
So that's a lot of old women around 75.
That's right. So we're really working on those upper demos for you. And I went, what do you mean? I'm telling him now.
She won't get to the point, Phil. Listen, the reason why we're calling is because we were curious about you telling.
Well, one of you guys, please take the phone.
Phil, what? Fly the airplane, Hal. Just fly the airplane.
Don't tell me what to do.
Fly the airplane. Phil, we were watching the Martin Luther King celebrations on television, and we had a question for you, because you're very intelligent. You seem very well informed.
Well, thank you.
And you always say, oh, my God.
Well, we're stalling. We're stalling. God! Did you load it up on gasoline, or what did you do? Are you using that peanut oil again?
Well, it sounded like it just cut out in midair.
Yeah.
Why can't I gas it up? You turned off the ignition.
Oh.
Well, look, I got to take a break now.
Well, we just wanted to know why there were so many black people at the Martin Luther King inauguration.
Why what?
Why were there... You tell it.
Why were there so many black people at the Martin Luther King?
Because he was black.
He says because he was black.
Who? Martin Luther King. Was black?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I saw his picture.
Well, it was difficult to tell back then, you know, because of the fact that there was black and white television sets. So I don't know what, you know.
Get out of here, both of you.
We'll be right back. PhilHenryShow.com. That's where you can pick up some pretty cool stuff. Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts for the Beverly Hills store, the Honolulu store, the Miami store. Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirts. We also have the shot glasses from Ted's. It's a very beautiful thing. Just go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com. Thanks so very, very deeply, guys.